He wants to talk to Dominic Rhodes, the former Midwestern State star.
Is he related to Dusty Rhodes?
I don't believe so.
Okay, just checking.
He doesn't have blonde hair, I don't think, anyway. He's a Texan. Not. He's a Texas native, which Dusty Rhodes probably is as well. Or Dusty may be from Oklahoma.
I don't know. I know.
If your name's Dusty, you're either from one of two places. Maybe far eastern New Mexico, but probably Texas or Oklahoma.
I'm not sure. I think that might have been his stage name, not his actual Christian name.
Mama call him Dusty. Mama call him Dusty.
Play to me.
It is 10:28. We are going to have our friends from Jim's Razorback Pizza in as well a little bit later. It is a big pizza weekend for many people. I don't go pizza as much on Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. We also had a stat yesterday that apparently burgers are huge on Super Bowl Sunday. To me, that is absolutely amateur hour.
Really?
If you're eating cheeseburgers on Super Bowl Sunday, you aren't even trying. There's a few things, there's a few food groups that can be represented. To me, cheeseburgers, not okay.
Really?
Nope.
Wow, I never knew this about you.
I feel pretty strongly about it. Let's go right to the
Al-Qaeda.
Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken. It's not an American. That's for the 4th of July. Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. Former Indianapolis Colt, Dominic Rhodes, joining us. And Dominic, I apologize for yesterday. We got a little crossed up. So thank you for making time for us again. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself? It's okay, man. I'm just right here. The wife just got done making some pancakes.
Oh, okay.
So, just hanging out, chilling, having a good time. How about yourself?
Yeah, we're doing well. Now, pancakes, that's not normally an item that makes it on the Super Bowl menu. Let me ask you, for you, you're a guy who actually played in the Super Bowl, so I would trust your judgment. What's a staple at your house for Super Bowl watching? What's something you have to have on the menu?
One thing that we're definitely going to have on the menu over here is some type of dip. Some type of dip we're going to have.
You have a go-to dip?
A go-to dip and some type of wing.
Okay.
Probably.
Good, I like
and
that.
Pepper.
All right.
Oh, there we go.
It's a beautiful thing. Nice. I like it. Dominic, you are a great success story in your own right. A Division II player from Midwestern State who ends up on a Super Bowl roster. You had a great performance in the 07 Super Bowl. Going back to this week, and there's obviously it's a two-week period. There's so many distractions. There's so many obligations from a media standpoint. Is it hard at all to keep your focus? We see guys go about it like Lynch has this week, where he sort of ignores the media responsibilities and does the bare minimum. But is it hard to stay focused on the task at hand with all the obligations?
Well, for me, and I don't want to speak for my teammates, but I do want to speak for us. But for me and us, it wasn't too hard because we had a foundation there. We got the character guys who knew what our job was. We came into it knowing that, you know, the spectacle of the Super Bowl is for your friends and family and everyone else. But the game is what we came here for, to win the game, seal the deal, get the job done. So, you know, throughout the week we had to take care of business, what we called it. But as far as being ready for the game, we knew that was something that we came there for.
We were talking earlier, too, about the day of. And, you know, again, if you're playing in the Eastern time zone, as you guys did with a game in Miami, you do wait around all day. So it's a pretty long day waiting around. And I'm sure any game day, you're a little antsy anyway. That had to be difficult, though, waiting up to kickoff, I would think.
It is. You know, for a guy like myself, who, football is pretty much life for me. That's just what it is. I love the game. For a guy like myself, it's almost like, you know, being in high school again when you're sitting around, you know, you're going to school all day. Me, I used to be that guy. I was that guy that used to, you know, purposely wait 30 seconds for the bell so I can run and juke through everybody. So I'm in my room and I'm standing in front of the long mirror and I'm making moves, you know, thinking about the moves I'm making on people, doing stuff like that. Just stuff I've been doing all my life just to get ready and kind of, you know, keep myself focused and ready to make some plays in the game.
I went back and spent some time because there's been so much talk about the weather in this particular Super Bowl. If you're just tuning in, by the way, Dominic Rhodes joining us, Super Bowl champion from 2007 on the Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. But I went back and looked through the weather over the years, and that 07 game, surprisingly, you know, because it was in Miami, one of the worst games as far as weather goes. You had a light rain. It wasn't great from a temperature standpoint either. So you've been through that a little bit. You know, it's going to be a little bit colder than that, you know, certainly in New Jersey this week. But playing in rain, and I heard a story today, Jeff Saturday was talking about the preparation in the days leading up to that, wet ball drills and things like that. So you guys did prepare to deal with that.
Yeah, most definitely. I was just talking to someone today, I think, and I told them about that. So, you know, for every situation, we always had something to fix that situation. So we were wet balls. We would leave the doors open in our practice facility when we knew we were going to a cold game, so it'd be freezing in there. You know, we did everything for every different circumstance that we could come across, so that mentally we were always ready. And it was all about us just going out there and just handling our business.
Yeah, Dominic, this is Bill Vickery. Playing with Peyton Manning in the backfield, and of course the entire city of Omaha now has become Denver Bronco fans. Warren Buffett even weighing in this week about but how much of what he does at the line of scrimmage is just theatrics to throw the other team off, and how much of it is actual changing the play or calling the play at the line of scrimmage?
Let's just say, man, everything is about gamesmanship and trying to, you know, win a battle. You know, I mean, because, you know, like we like to say in football that, you know, it's probably about 70 to 80% mental. You know what I'm saying? Like, the physical part of it is, you know, all of us are pretty much gifted physically. But the mental part is where guys get messed up and can't make it. So, you know, up there, some of the stuff is, you know, just to throw you off. Some of it's real. Some of it is just what it is. Him just, you know, being him and being the orchestrator up there. So there's so many different aspects of that offense that throws off the defense, and it is for that.
Dominic, I have to ask, did he ever check into a play where it was a pass play originally and he checked into a run and you got smashed in the backfield? And if so, what do you say to him afterwards?
You know what? You don't say nothing. Me personally, I'm not that guy. But you are thinking in your head like, wow, man, that pass play, it worked last time, and that night you caught a run play and it don't work. What's going on, man? Mm-hmm. You know, but you know, it's part of the game. You know, you understand that the teammate has your back and that, you know, we all kind of get the same thing accomplished.
People have spent the better part of this season slobbering over Peyton Manning, and really the better part of his career, and certainly that is earned without a doubt. This week it's really gotten ridiculous. I mean, people put him on a pedestal. And, you know, as a guy who was a former teammate, certainly you can appreciate Peyton Manning's performance and his preparation better than most. Obviously, he's doing a lot of things right to get to this point where everybody seems to be a Peyton Manning fan, even teams that face him. What is it that sets him apart? Because you've played with other quarterbacks. What is it that sets him apart from everybody else?
100% work ethic, man. That's what sets him apart. And just love of the game, you know. Some people don't love this game the way that, you know, a lot of the players in that Colts organization, we all loved it. And he's one of the prime examples of a guy who loves the game and who's willing to do whatever it takes to be a part of it and be a part of it on a high level, you know. He's there at, I want to say 6 in the morning because usually I'm creeping in there about, you know, 6:37. So he's already there, you know, working and stuff. And then when I leave at 6, he's still there. He's just now starting to hit the weight room. So the guy just works harder than anybody else to make sure that he's going to be able to do what he needs to do on Sundays and not just do it, but be great at doing it for a long time.
I recently read a profile about him that he goes back after the season and watches every play from the previous season. Do you know if that's true, A? And B, did he ever encourage you guys to go back and do the kind of film study, especially on the back end, that he did?
First of all, I believe that he did do that. He does do that. And he never required anybody to do anything. He did, you know, we did have our meetings and stuff that we would have after practice and stuff that, you know, that we would, like, little things that most people wouldn't usually go over. Like, we'll go over as a team together, like, especially receivers, running backs and stuff like that. We'll go and watch one-on-ones. Like, just every day, we'll go watch one-on-ones just so you can get better at beating your opponent and see what you're doing wrong, you know, just stuff like that. But to like I said, to get better and be able to defeat people, you know, mentally instead of just physically all the time, because you know what you got to do.
Dominic, after leaving the NFL, you continued to play and won a championship in the UFL. Are you still actively playing, or are you retired now?
Well, right now I'm not retired at all. Like I said, I have been playing in the UFL, and I think I've been playing at a pretty high level. Last year I didn't play anywhere at all, but the body feels great. I had some really productive years in the UFL. I really think if I wouldn't have got suspended, I would be in the NFL right now. So really, I'm in shape. I'm ready to go. Just looking for, you know, workout. That's all. Just a workout so that I can show people that I'm still running fast and moving quick, and hopefully somebody give me a shot.
Dominic, Seattle, a lot of guys, especially in the defensive backfield, talk a lot during the games. Did you notice a difference when you played in a regular season game versus the Super Bowl? Is there less jawing in the Super Bowl? Is there more? Is it about the same? And then who was the guy that you played against that talked the most?
I would have to say, first of all, let me say the guy that talked the most. That talked the most would have to be my man. For me, not to even know his name, say his name right now is not right, because I love his play. But he played beside Ray Lewis for the Ravens. Forget his name. He was a great lineman.
Oh,
then
Suggs.
He went to the Jets.
The Suggs kid. The Suggs.
No, then he went to the Jets. No, he went to the Jets.
Oh,
the
Bart Scott?
Bart Scott.
Bart
yes.
Scott. He talked a lot after the game, too. I mean, he was
Oh, my God. He talked so much. Him and... you know, when we played in the Super Bowl, it was two teams that I think were coached not to be that type of team, you know? So there wasn't a lot of trash talk. It was just, you know, two good teams, well-built teams that were out there playing for a championship. And that's what we did. We left, you know, our play on the field talk for us. And other than that, it was a great football game.
Yeah, the thing that stands out to me, that was the same year in the national championship game, opening kickoff, it was Ohio State LSU, yeah. Opening kickoff return for a touchdown by Ohio State, and they go on to get throttled. So in your game, opening kickoff, the Bears run it back, Devin Hester takes it back to the house. Any uh-oh moments, or you just think, okay, now we go to work?
No uh-oh for me, man. We were too confident in ourselves and what we had done. Man, we had just came back from the Patriots had us down 21-3, you know what I'm saying? Like, we came back from that. And you know, just over the years, we had built so much confidence in the fact of being down to people and coming back. And, you know, so, you know, when you build that kind of confidence up, you don't just falter when you go down that early in the game with so much football left. Because we all know football is a sport of many, many changes, and it's a long game.
Super Bowl champion Dominic Rose joining us. Just a couple more things, and we'll let you get out of here. I'm sure you've got some other responsibilities today. But any teammates, any former teammates? We know you got obviously a high-profile one on Denver. Any high-profile teammates or anybody that plays for Seattle?
Oh, most definitely. I played with Marshawn Lynch in Buffalo. We were teammates, a good friend of mine, a great player, and I'm definitely wishing and hoping him the best of luck for Sunday.
So you're rooting for both offenses, basically?
I'm rooting for both. Well, I'm rooting for two guys.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for two guys that I have a tremendous amount of respect for, and I call my friend and my friends, and one of them I call directly my brother for the rest of my life.
Was Marshawn like that off the field too, or is he more talkative around guys he's comfortable with?
Me and Marshawn, we have a great relationship. I mean, yeah, if I was with Marshawn right now, 100% guarantee we'd probably be laughing for the next hour and a half, 2 hours, you know. But that's just how me and him kicked it. You know, he'd be a friend of mine, and every time we talk, we have a laugh or two. I don't know what's going on with him, man, but he's obviously trying to get ready for a big game, and I hope he has a monster one.
He runs, and we've talked about this week too. He runs along with AP of the guys that are in the league now. Like, if they don't get the next yard, they're going to die. I mean, they run in a different way than anybody else. What is it about him that makes him play in the way he does, where it is so much different, apparently, or, you know, from the outside looking in, than anybody else in the league?
Man, you know, I just think that you know, when you run, how those two guys run, and I just I compared to Marshawn to maybe he could be a Texas running back, because most Texas running backs come downhill like that, and you know we fight for that next inch, not too much sideways into that. Marshawn, I think it's his love, man, his love for the game, man. He runs how he feels about the game, and he knows how strong he is, knows how physical he is, he knows he has great feet, and the guy just plays with so much heart and so much effort that you got to love it. And, I mean, you know, for a guy like him, and you know, everybody is wondering what's wrong with him, what's going on, but everybody knows that on Sunday what they're going to get.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Dominic, we appreciate the time. Yeah. You have a prediction on Sunday?
Man, you know what? I would like to say congratulations to Marshawn Lynch and congratulations to Peyton Manning. and also Jacob Tammy as well. And I want everybody to have a great opportunity to win this ring and it'll be a great game.
Well, good luck going forward, man. Love to see you get another shot in the league. And we appreciate the time today for sure and doing our reminder, buddy, that
He could run for office with that kind of diplomacy
no
skill.
No doubt about that.
Hey, man, maybe one day, maybe in my little city of Abilene, Texas, where I grew up.
There you go. Reaching across the aisle or reaching across the field. You're bringing people together. I like it. And Dominic today appearing courtesy of our friends at Zoe Sports, ZOESports.com, specializing in a wide variety of services to clients, including career, business enterprise, personal and legacy development. And appreciate the time very much, Dominic. Thanks so much. And hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Most definitely. You guys check me out at RoadsToSuccessInc.org. We're helping kids out here in Dallas, Texas, Abilene, Texas, all over Texas. North Texas Oilers out here at Pop Warner program that we're definitely really working with. And also Quick Twitch. We're helping kids around the area get scholarships and go on the bigger and better things. Thank you very much, you guys, and hope you have a blessed day.
Dominic, thank you, man.
Thank
Good luck.
You.
All right.